WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This nearly nanosecond-long tariff war yesterday seems to be resolved today, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
For hours, the two allies locked in a tense standoff after Colombia refused to accept two military deportation flights from the U.S. President Trump responding, vowing to impose 25% tariffs on all Colombian imports, which experts say would have devastated Colombia's economy and raised the price of everything from coffee to crude oil, bananas, and flowers for U.S. consumers just before Valentine's Day.
It's Holocaust Remembrance Day at a time of rising hate and anti-Semitism. A ceremony at the former Nazi death camp Auschwitz in Poland drew some world leaders and a dwindling number of survivors, all urging the world not to forget. Rain easing after Southern California's first significant storm of the season helped fire crews but caused ash, mud, and debris to flow across streets in wildfire-burned areas. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 11 people were rescued from the ice in the Bay of Green Bay in Door County Friday after winds and open leads caused a crack that widened up to 30 feet. In under an hour, leaving them stranded. All 11 anglers were rescued with no injuries. Meanwhile, another ice rescue happened in Nassauwappe outside of Sturgeon Bay Friday. The Coast Guard is reminding all anglers that no ice is 100% safe and stepping over an ice crack is always dangerous. The southern portion of Green Bay is officially closed to shipping traffic for the season. The U.S. Coast Guard closed down the area southwest of a line from Peshtigo Point to Sherwood Point to all commercial traffic this weekend. Next month, Theta Care Medical Center Waupaca will be shutting down its labor and delivery unit. Friday, members of the Facebook group Save Our Waupaca Labor and Delivery protested in an effort to save the maternity services. The hospital claims labor shortages and an increase in complexities in maternity care have driven more people to use Theta Care Nina to deliver their babies. Theta Care has said the community pushback will not change their decision. The maternity unit at Theta Care Waupaca is scheduled to close February 15th. A Racine man has admitted to his role in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bills lose in Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Buffalo Bills lost the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs 32-29. The Bills had the lead 10-7 in the second quarter, despite losing defensive back Christian Benford after he was carted off the field with another concussion. Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
You know, losing CB hurt us early there. We had a chance to convert a fourth down there, fourth and short. And then another fourth down late in the game there. It looked like we had a chance to catch it. Didn't work out that way.
The Chiefs are headed to their third consecutive Super Bowl. Head coach Andy Reid.
I'm proud of our guys battling. I mean, Pat Mahomes was phenomenal. You know, Travis Kelce, their leadership, Chris Jones. They didn't waver at all, and they know when to have fun, but they also know when to bear down.
The Chiefs will take on the Eagles, who beat Washington 55-23. NBA, the Bucks are in Utah tonight to play the Jazz. College basketball, the Badgers with a blowout win at home over Nebraska, 83-55. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and windy today. A few sprinkles or flurries possible. Highs in the mid-30s. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with lows around 18. On Tuesday, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Still a bit on the breezy side. Current temperature is 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Demming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Monday, January 27th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in. A little clouds moving in right now into Madison here in downtown. Partly cloudy skies. Going to get warmer, Zommers, after last week. Pretty chilly, a little downright cold. Some above average temperatures coming in this week. So there you go.
You know, I'll take it over minus 33. It wasn't that here.
Right,
but
right. Some places. And for goodness sakes, people, be smart when you go on the ice. I mean, some ice is like 9 inches thick right now. That's great. That's fine. There was some woman last week in Madison who... I mean, it's funny, but it's one of those things. It's funny, but it's not. There is a place we have. Oh, we're on the isthmus here in Madison. There's a lake on each side, and on the smaller lake on Monona, there's like a place where clean water from the MGD plant. You know, they have to use water to produce energy, and the clean water goes back into Lake Monona. Well, it's warmer, obviously, than the lake, and so that part of the outflow or whatever you call it, it's kind of open water there. And what they do every year is they put orange cones and buoys up all around that area and signs that say, danger, thin ice, stay away. And they're there now. And some yahoo, and there's video of this, by the way, because there are apartment buildings right next to it, and somebody in the apartment looked out and saw some woman walking on the other side of the buoys within like maybe a foot of the water, was walking on the ice. They're like, get off, get away.
Why would you do that?
And she's like, no, I'm fine. I just want to walk. And all of a sudden, into the water. And they kind of called the EMTs and the ambulance, and one of our great law enforcement officers, Madison Police, arrived first and took somebody by the lake there had the paddle board was still outside and grabbed that and went out there and risked his own life to pull this woman out of the water. I mean, I don't know if she's not quite right in the head or what, but you get these people who are doing dumb things and putting our EMS, our firefighters, our law enforcement in danger. It's ridiculous. Know where you're going. If you're going to go on the ice, going on legit ice, or just stay off of it. I mean, what's the comedian? Here's your sign.
I mean, I don't remember who, but yeah.
I mean, holy smokes.
Use your noggin.
I mean, I'm joking, obviously, but there's a part of me that says, just leave her there. I mean, really? I mean, kind of deserves it, right? Anyway, that's not nice, but it's how I feel. Coming up this hour, a little what's worse for you, your chance to call in. Also, on a more serious note, Wisconsin women's basketball coach under fire by one of her former players who says that her coach did not listen intently to her mental health and, in fact, intimidated her and outright abused her when she tried to seek help. Going to talk about that a little bit. But I wanted to finish up before we get into what's worse with the issue from last hour, talking a little bit about these immigration raids that Trump has started to do now in his first week, most notably in Chicago. And there are reports now, video, photos being reported that there was a presence in Waukesha, Wisconsin as well. And one caller, thank you, by the way, Andrew Maiden said, Bill Engvall, the guy, the comedian that says, here's your sign. Yeah, here's your sign. One of our listeners asked a great question a little bit earlier. We'll find it here in a second, asking about what this means for Wisconsin. And I guess earlier is Amherst. Sorry, I don't have it. There we go. Let's see. Well, we'll find it in a second. Basically, the question was, oh, here it is. Todd, do you have encouraging words for advice for people who are fearful of having their illegal or legal family members deported? DJ in the Shaw.
Or in the Saw in Wausau.
In the Saw, pardon, in the Saw. That's in Wausau. Can't mix up the Saw and the Shaw. And I think this is a great question. Unfortunately, it's a needed question. Because it's all fun and games for some people until it affects somebody you love. And if somebody, you know, look, I have a blessed to have a lot of Latino people in my life as friends and family. It's been years and years ago, but I knew someone who came here legally and through no fault of their own became undocumented or quote unquote illegal while they were there and got caught up one of these roundups, got put in a deportation center. And it was very difficult to have communication. Finally, they were able to be released, got it straightened out. Took a long time. I can't imagine the pain of loved ones who are going through this right now. And again, I get it. I'm all for doing things the right way and doing it legally. But we're all humans, and there has to be a human component here. So to the caller, to the listener's question, I'm not an attorney and I can't give direct legal advice. But as someone who worked on immigration matters for a long time for a U.S. congressman here in Wisconsin, I can give you some basic advice. And that is know your rights. Even if you're not a citizen or your friend isn't a citizen, know your rights. And one of the great websites you can go to is for Central Hispano here in Madison. I'm sure there are other resources across the state. The one here in Madison, though, the website is micentro.org. Me spelled in the Spanish way, M-I. So micentro, C-E-N-T-R-O.org. Micentro.org. They actually have immigration lawyers there to put you in touch with or to give you basic advice. There's also some great forms there to know what your rights are, whether you're legal or not. Because everyone has rights here. People don't understand that. In the United States of America, everyone, regardless of whether you're documented or not, legal or illegal, as some people like to say, illegal, everyone has rights. And you have to know those rights. So that's number one. Number two, make sure if you're not a documented person and have children, make sure that you have talked to perhaps a pro bono, and that's just a fancy way of saying a free lawyer. Find a free lawyer that can recommend it at Central Hispano or other places to help you get the documentation to make sure there are legal ways to put someone who is a citizen as a guardian of your children so that your kids are taken care of. Have those things set up. And as much as it pains me to say it, because I've said it to people that I love, if you're a Latino person right now, I make sure I have my passport with me. If you are illegal, a legal citizen. Because we don't know right now. And it's better to be able to prove you're a citizen right now. And who thought we'd have to say this in 2025 in the state of Wisconsin, that we're living in a time when certain people, fellow American citizens, may well be asked, show me your papers. Well, I didn't think he'd do that. He'll just go after the criminals. It's the lesser of two evils. I can't vote for Harris. Those are the things we heard during the campaign. Turns out, he was being serious. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other. As my former pastor, Sarah Cheney, is fond of saying, and ended many of a service, hold fast to that which you know which is good, and rejoice in that which is ours. Our friends, our family, and our faith. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack, you're up next, my friend. Jack, about 2 minutes, what say you?
Okay, first of all, you actually covered this just a moment ago, but this is beginning to sound very much like, you're probably too young to actually have seen these unless you watch Turner Classic Movies or something like that.
Sure.
But the old World War II flicks where the Nazis were in control of Western Europe, and these people would be walking down the street, and some guy would, one of the Nazis would look at them and say, "Show me your papers." Mm-hmm. And that's what we're at. It's obscene. The second thing I want to say is, a large number of these people that are quote unquote illegals legally entered this country.
Yes.
And as you also pointed out, they have tried to get their papers renewed. They can't do it because the INS has been defunded repeatedly, and the bipartisan immigration bill that passed the Senate under Biden that he would have signed would have given more funding to that situation. It's months to years before some of these people can legally renew their visas. But more importantly, perhaps, the fools that voted for Trump, and I'm sorry, I do not have patience for people like this, that voted for Trump believing that he would actually do something about inflation, the cost of milk and eggs and gas, they believe a man who has already in 4 years had over 30,000 documented lies. We have now the best government that money can buy. It is by, for, and run by the billionaire.
Yeah.
And Jack, that's where we're at. Yeah, I think that's a quote from Mark Twain.
Appreciate the call, Jack. Thank you so much. Always appreciate Jack's perspective. Look, I get it. And I can empathize with people who are very upset with people that voted for Trump. With all due respect, I would say it's not going to help us to understand one another if we call each other voters fools. I think the people were misled by things. And yes, there is a certain amount of personal responsibility, but it's our job to bring people together. Stay tuned.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Meatpacking and Kakana reminds you, in times of war and peace, our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our American soldiers. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in duty and salute those serving today. From Hain Meatpacking in Kakana, serving the community since 1959. Visit HainMeats.com.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. We will get to some fun, what's worse here, in a couple of minutes, but I don't want to discount the number of calls, texts we're getting in, because this is a very important issue. And I think this is, unfortunately, but I'm glad it's tracking, it's a good example of what we hear about a national issue. And then say, well, but how does it affect us? Because people like to talk big, right? Our elected officials. They like to talk big about getting the quote-unquote illegals. Mass deportations now. We did this show from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Signs everywhere. Mass deportations now. And what we were told by Trump and Republican leaders is that meant that the, you know, the rapists and the murderers, we'll get rid of them. Well, sure. I mean, who's going to be against that? But there are a few folks like me and others who said, time out. What about the people that work on our dairy farms? What about the people that we share pews with in churches that are brown color and skin? Well, no, he doesn't mean those people. He doesn't mean them. But now we find out, actually, yes, he does. And so when it starts affecting people we know and love, I think Wisconsinites look at it a whole lot differently. Well, to give you this website again, I'm not saying it's going to solve everybody's issue or anything, but it's a good starting point here in Dane County. And I'm sure there are others in Milwaukee and other parts of Wisconsin. Central Hispano. The website again is mecentro.org, spelled in Spanish. So me is M as in Mary, I, centro, C as in cat, ENTRO.ORG. Mecentro.org. We have it up on the screen on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. We also have it in our show notes as well. So it's a great first step resource to take care of our friends, our loved ones, our neighbors. As one of the callers pointed out, both people who are undocumented or illegal and U.S. citizens. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Troy listening in Mount Horeb. Troy, thanks for calling. What say you?
What about the due process for these people? I mean, there's no way they're getting a fair hearing with the amount of time that they're being picked up and loaded onto planes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? What's going to happen when we start finding out that they're picking up the wrong people? Because that's going to happen too. How are we going to get those people back?
I think it raises a great point. Again, We haven't even gotten to, what was it, 17 inspectors general that were fired basically illegally because under U.S. code, the executive branch, the president is supposed to give Congress 30 days advance notice of why they're firing these people. They didn't. Just did it.
You can't get to everything in a two-hour show.
Right. But you make a great point, Troy. And again, we heard from people before the election. Well, the court system, the courts will be the third rail. The courts will stop Trump from going too far. We're 1 week in, haven't seen it yet. You make a great point. I mean, I'm not trying to be cavalier about this or just dismissive. I guess I'm trying to make the point that this is what we expected. I expected, at least, and I don't think we're at the worst part yet. So all we could do is try to support and take care of each other and get good and accurate information out. It doesn't do a whole lot of good for me to come on here and yell and say, you know, I'm part of the resistance. What does that do? I guess cathartic. But I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Ted, listening in Appleton. Ted, did you try out the new radio station? You called us last week. You said you're in that sweet spot between WGBW in Green Bay and ISS in Oshkosh, and you helped us learn we actually have a signal in Appleton. Ted, how does it work?
Well, I wanted to report back to you, Todd.
I appreciate it.
And I really wanted to call back and say that you were a dang liar, but it worked.
Oh, my God, I love it. Thank you to our engineering. See, that's why we have great engineers. Look at this.
You blew my bubble, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you weren't with us last week, Ted is on the great grounds crew at the Appleton Airport. He keeps the flights going on time, and he was saying he couldn't get either Green Bay or Oshkosh. He was right in between the signals, and we learned together that we have a new signal at Appleton. Now I don't have it in front of me. What is it? What is it, Ted? 90 what?
96.5
FM. We learned this together, and you've tried it.
And I don't know the call letters because they don't give one.
Right. I think it's they call it like a rebroadcast or whatever of one of our other signals.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's fantastic. But I'm glad it works.
Going back to the deportation here, I text my representative, Shay Shortwell, and I asked him, I says, can you milk cows and pick vegetables? I never got a response back.
You didn't? I'm surprised.
The same thing with Ron Cussler. And Ron Cussler, the same thing, that crooked lawyer. You know, it's like, no response back. Like, seriously, dudes.
I love it, Ted. Thanks for the call. Have a great day up there in Appleton. We appreciate everything you do. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly down to Monroe, beautiful Green County. Angie in Monroe, what say you?
All I know is I grew up in Yuma, Arizona, and right now is harvest time. And this is the food that we're going to be getting until the next batch grows. And I watch a lot of TikTok. I know people are like, blah, 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 blah on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently the truckers, there's nothing to pick up. And I'm just saying that food's going to rot because there is nobody going to be picking the fields. They're showing examples of how hard it is, and you get paid by the bushel, not by the hour. That's just the way it is. They get paid the lowest income you can possibly imagine, and there is no white people, no black people, no other people that are going to be doing this. And you also have to have the training and the experience and the speed to do this, to load up those trucks.
Yep. Thanks,
that's
Angie.
Gonna rot.
I'm up against the clock, but thank you, Angie. Appreciate the call. Come back. We are going to turn a page, do some what's worse and more. Talk about, at the end of the show at least, what's happening in the race for Democratic National Chair. A little fun on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Lyles Show in Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin residents will have an easier way to file their state taxes for free this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, residents will be able to use the IRS direct file system for their state taxes after integrating the program with the WisTax state tax return platform. Taxpayers will be able to use the software to automatically import their W-2s and their 1099s into the system. The individual tax filing season begins January 27th, and residents can check their eligibility and register through the system on the IRS Direct File website. The Oshkosh Common Council will take up a troublesome intersection at its meeting Tuesday night. The intersection in question is at Oshkosh Avenue and North Sawyer Street. Currently, that intersection has two sets of stoplights and several converging lanes. Public Works Director James Robb said the city is considering a straightforward four-way stop at that intersection. The intersection has been on the city's radar for years, and recently it was able to purchase property north of Oshkosh Avenue that will make changing it possible. Infrastructure issues have held up the plan in DeForest, so now Southeast Wisconsin looks to be getting the very first one. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the Buc-ee's buzz.
Oak Creek officials will discuss the Buc-ee's project at a plan commission meeting Tuesday. The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can, "You can say that, mother." DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies, because he purchased the home in 2024 for $17 million smackers. Not many people pocket $133 million on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and windy today. A few sprinkles or flurries possible. Highs in the mid-30s. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with lows around 18. On Tuesday, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Still a bit on the breezy side. Current temperature is 37.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's John Minow.
And Jim Schmidt from Minow and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Minow and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the fallout from tribal and U.S. citizens getting caught up in the immigration sweeps. Also, which cabinet picks are in and out? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You hear the sweet sounds of the organ in Yuma, Arizona. Not too far away from pitchers and catchers showing up for the Cactus League. Brewers baseball right around the corner. You can hear it again once again this year on select stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Cannot wait for a little for baseball action. Speaking of baseball, by the way, we would be remiss if we did not send out a big shout out to Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, the producer and producer-director, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, that great documentary that came out last year. We were privileged to do our show for the world premiere. They've been on the show. And I went down and ordered something for work, actually. I ordered a mic stand. Yeah, for our remote kit. So it's not like in my face. So it's like one of those ones that's like a low profile one.
Right. I think it's better on camera. Yeah.
I think it's going to be much nicer. So anyway, I ordered one of those. I went down to my my building's package room, and there was a longer box with my name on it. I'm like, well, I didn't order something. And I took it up to the apartment, opened it up. There were two beautiful movie posters of the film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, one for me, one for Mr. Zommers, as thank you gifts from Kelly and Sean for helping us promote the film. And we want to say thank you. How nice is that?
Yes, thank you so much. It's very cool. Like, they're full-size movie posters.
Yes.
Definitely going to have to get a frame for that.
Oh, absolutely. So thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Sean. And they've said, both socially, on social media and otherwise, it is coming to DVD, the film, and streaming soon. And they posted, I think, on Twitter and Facebook this weekend and said, you know, when you're just two guys and you're not Universal or Paramount, it's a little bit more complicated and takes a little bit more time. So we're going to have them back on when the film is available via DVD and streaming. But many thanks to Kelly Call and Sean Hannish for their generosity and their kindness. It has been our honor and pleasure to be a little bit of help, hopefully, to the film. Because it's really about telling a story that's uplifting and inspirational. And as it turned out, sadly, but also kind of cool, that it was Bob Uecker's last entertainment project before he passed a couple of weeks ago at age 90. He is in the film as well.
And also just thanks to them for telling that story, for putting together that great movie. As somebody who was not alive in 1982, it was cool to feel like I got to experience some of that magic.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have him back on the show soon talking more about Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers when it comes to DVD and streaming. We started the show talking a little bit about the football NFL playoffs. It's going to be Kansas City taking on Philadelphia in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks in New Orleans. Now, there was two very different games yesterday. First, the Eagles blew out the Commanders, the Washington Commanders, 55-23.
Sheesh.
Wasn't even close. And then you had the tight game, the Chiefs and Taylor Swift taking down the Buffalo Bills 32-29. Came right down the last couple of minutes of the game. So, time once again. Here we go. Let's play What's Worse. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to play a late edition of What's Worse. Usually we try to get it in the first half hour, but lots of great calls. Want to get to that. So no prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin. So that was the setup there before we opened. I forgot to open the thing. That's what happened. And now we've opened the thing, so I can reiterate a couple of close games in the NFL. So the What's Worse today is, what's worse, your team losing a close game or your team getting blown out? What's worse, your team losing a close game or your team getting blown out? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. If you haven't done it, download it today. It's free. It won't cost you a dime. Simply go to your Apple or Android device, open up the App Store, go to the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll take less than a minute. It's free. Download it. Open it up. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. And you can listen along to the first 11 stations every day, the largest privately owned radio network in the state of Wisconsin. And also, as it turns out, if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, I am wearing one of our Civic Media shirts. If you like this shirt, go to civicmedia.us. US, civicmedia.us, and go to the merch section.
Yeah, it says store. Store is the word you're looking for.
Now it's store. All right, very good. They change things all the time. All right, go to the Civic Media store, and you can buy one of these lovely T-shirts. I don't get a commission out of it, but you can have a new T-shirt. It'll be fantastic. All right, what's worse? Your team losing a close game or your team getting blown out? Zomers, do you have feelings on this?
I feel like getting blown out is, well, getting...
blown out.
Getting blown out. Having your team lose by an insurmountable margin, to clarify. Yeah. Yes. That is worse.
Yes.
Because it's just demoralizing.
I have very different feelings otherwise, but go ahead.
It's just demoralizing.
It's demoralizing, yeah.
When you have a close game, it's also more fun to watch. No matter who wins, you're like, oh, that was a good game. And when one team just runs away with the whole thing, I feel like it doesn't always feel good for them either. Like, I know when I'm playing a board game and somebody wins by a ton, whether you're winning or losing, you're like, well, that was a game. And right. I imagine they feel the same way in sports.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear anybody want to walk. Here's a Dave listening in New Berlin saying, my team losing a close game is worse because they could have won it if not for that one mistake. A blowout is easier to take. Yeah, I feel that, Dave. Again, the question is, what's worse, your team losing a close game like the Bills lost to the Chiefs this weekend, 32-29, or your team getting blown out, the Eagles over the Commanders, 55-23. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm kind of with Dave on this, I think, because, you know, when you have a team, you're watching, you're committed to the thing, and you think, oh my gosh, we're gonna win! Oh my gosh, we're gonna win! And then at the last moment, you lose. That's just crushing. Because Dave's right. You think back. I mean, no loss should ever come down to that one play, but you think, well, if not for that one play, we would have won. Where with a blowout, you're just like, well, that's not happening.
You know? For me, yes, I agree. But, you know, the thrilling highs and lows of sports, you know, you got to have the close games that they hurt more. But just like this, like the commissioner of baseball said, you know, baseball is meant to break your heart.
Right.
Sometimes you need that in order to appreciate the wins more.
Right. My sister weighing in on this, by the way. She says I'm worse than the boys in her class. Really? I think you're right. Let's see. Also, Sarah in Green Bay says a close game is worse. Remember the NFC Championship game against the Seahawks? Oh, Sarah, that's called picking at the scab, reopening old wounds. Of course I do. When we were out there, when we did the show in Seattle this year, we talked about that, right? One of the most crushing defeats ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Because the Packers should have won that, and then everything went sideways. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. The Packers don't lose that. I'm convinced they win another Super Bowl that year. But I think you're right, Sarah. That was a great example of a close loss that was crushing. What's worse, your team losing a close game or your team getting blown out? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
Jeff Perry texted in on Facebook. I completely agree with him. He says, getting blown out is usually worse. At least a close game is more fun to watch. Unless Euchre was behind the mic, I would tend to turn off the game if it's a blowout.
And Perry's right, because usually during a blowout, that's when everyone leaves. But when the Brewers were down by 8 runs in the fifth, that's when Euchre told some of his best stories.
Right.
Because at that point, you know, that's all you got. Matt saying, in Middleton saying losing a blowout is worse, as it's a wake-up call as to how bad you are. Well, that's true. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Ron in Milwaukee. Ron, what's worse, your team losing a close game or your team getting blown out?
Well, I'm going to try to make this question less sophomoric and more adult.
Right.
And I'll tell you that my answer depends on context entirely. So if the Packers are having a crappy year, you know, and they're 3-12 and they get blown out, I expect that. And anyway, the Packers probably figure, oh, well, we'll get a better draft choice out of it. And
well, true.
About as well as we can do anyway. But if it's a championship season, like we've just talked about, and everybody thinks they're going to win or it's going to be a close one, and it is a close one, and they lose by three or by one or by some fluke near the end of the game, well, obviously that's worse, you know? Mm-hmm. But if they get blown out, they get blown out in a good season, that's really bad. I mean, it might not affect the final standings, and that's happened as well. So you can, context is really it.
I think you bring up a good point, Rob, but don't you think if your team gets blown out and you think they're good or you're in a good year, doesn't that, I mean, either, one of two things. Either it just was, you know, one of those weird things where it wasn't your day, everything just went wrong that could go wrong, or B, maybe your team isn't as good as you thought it was.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that, but I, you know, the NFL has worked real hard to reach parity in the games to kind of prevent dynasties, and I don't think they've entirely succeeded, but you know, the draft and you know, but injuries are a big part of it, and there's a huge amount of emotion. And in the case of the Packers, for instance, you have a very youthful team that's very capable of kind of losing it in the middle of a game or the middle of a season,
right? But they did. I mean, the Packers, to refresh my memory if I'm wrong or correct me, but I mean, the Packers didn't lose 55-23 to anybody this year.
No, but they lost a game like that a couple of times in the Bart Starr Lombardi era when they
went
out and win the NFL right. championship, world championship, or the Super Bowl, and that was crushing.
Right.
Detroit, you know, 40-0 over the Packers, and the Packers are clearly the better team. What's going on here? You know, it's like you're scratching your head. It's like that they all, Max McGee
was out in the town. Drunk, that's what was happening. He was coming into the hotel at 6 a.m. and they still won the Super Bowl. Appreciate the call, Ron. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. What's worse, your team getting losing a close game or your team getting blown out? Jim, listening in Appleton, says, "On by the way, on 96.5 perhaps, our new signal in Appleton, 96.5 FM, says a true blowout is worse. What happened to the Washington Commanders was self-destruction, which is a whole different category." Well, they did. I mean, I think it was four turnovers in that game. It was three or four. I think it was four.
It was rough.
They played sloppily. I think the Commanders, I mean, I think that they just kind of, I don't want to say lucked out, but I think they're a year away from being a more legit contender. I mean, take nothing away from them, but a rookie quarterback, you know, give them another season. I think they'll play better in that game should they reach it. Hopefully the Packers are there as well. Kimber, listening in Muscatine on WRCE, says, "Win or lose, I love it to go down to the wire in a game." Well, that right? I mean, what little hair I have left keeps falling out. We've had a couple of Badger basketball games like this this season. That Ohio State game, which I was at. I mean, that should not have been close. But yeah, I mean, it's always fun. Like I mean, obviously, or I should say obviously, in my opinion, unless you're an Eagles fan, you loved that first game yesterday. But just a fan of sports, seeing the Chiefs and Bills go right down in the last 2 minutes, that's a heck of a game. That makes it exciting to watch as a sports fan of anything, right? To see it
definitely.
Go
I will say I was disappointed in the result. Earlier, Andrew in Maine texted in, "Aaron, would you be interested in watching the Super Bowl anytime that the Packers aren't there?" To which I say, "Yes, I'm interested in watching anytime the Chiefs aren't there."
you're anti Chiefs.
The commentators are. It's just insane.
I get it. But Nate Burleson said this in the post game show. You know, this is. I mean, it's like the Lakers at one point, or the,
yes,
the Bulls.
It is.
I mean,
exactly.
it's greatness. I would say that losing the close game is worse for me personally. We have a whole new season of baseball to look forward to pretty soon. Brewers baseball right around the corner. We'll come back and wrap things up after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Equal Protection Clause embedded in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment is now being used to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act, opening the door to even more voter suppression. Why is its history important? The 14th Amendment passed in 1868 and granted citizenship to formerly enslaved African Americans. The Equal Protection Clause reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Scholars agree that it was intended to stop states from discriminating against Black Americans. Yet, as the National Constitution Center points out, it was also used to justify the U.S. Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson, allowing discriminatory, separate but equal schools, transportation, and accommodations in 1896. Another interpretation overturned that decision in Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. In 2023, it was used to eliminate race-based affirmative action for college admissions. U.S. Supreme Court conservatives, notably Justices Alito and Thomas, argue any consideration of race is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. How might their interpretation impact voting rights? More on that in our next report.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Monday where it's 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the great Civic Media Radio stations you're listening to across the state. And then a little weather, a little sports with the great Mike Clemens, speaking of sports earlier. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show today. From 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn, and then 4 until 6, the Dom Salvia Show. 6 o'clock until 8, Pete Schwabba. Great show, Nightlight there, and followed by Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio, all coming up today on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, we said we would get to this. Want to make sure we keep our word here before the end of the show. I have a tendency to do this sometimes, and Zommers is tasked with the absolutely just... what's the word I'm looking for?
Insurmountable?
Yes. Insurmountable job of keeping Todd on track sometimes. but by golly, we got to it here. So, and this is kind of a, you know, inside ballpark type of story, but it has consequences. The race for the DNC, Democratic National Committee chair, is this Saturday, and it has implications for Wisconsin because Wisconsin's Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler, again, I'm not a member of any party, but for my money, Wickler has done perhaps the best job of the country of any state party. Remember, Wisconsin was, the closest of all of the swing states. Wisconsin was the closest in terms of Harris almost winning. And I think that's largely due to Ben Wickler's organization. So he's now running for national DNC chair. I think this would be great for the nation. I'm not so sure how great for Wisconsin, but great for the nation. And God love him. Look, I mean, people need to fly. And I think Greg Bach said that earlier on Jay Matinair and his show, Matinair on Air, that, look, you want people to be successful, right? And we want Ben to be successful. We want him to take his talents to the country. Well, here now, he's got, apparently his biggest competition is this Yahoo from over in Minnesota. Who, I mean, as Tommy Thompson, former governor of Wisconsin, used to say, you know, Minnesota brags about being the land of 10,000 lakes. Well, in Wisconsin, we got 15,000 lakes, and ours have got fish in them. So this guy, Ken, and I'm using a Chris Berman phrase here, Ken, I'm calling him Ken, my least favorite Martin. Ken Martin is the Minnesota Democratic chair. Now, look, Ben Wickler is a gentleman. He's a fighter, but he's a gentleman. He's been running on what he would bring to the National Party. And this dude, Ken Martin, was on MSNBC and asked, well, hey, you're going around bragging that you've, apparently it takes 250 delegate votes, I don't know, to win this thing. And he's saying openly he has 200 votes. So he's got this wrapped up, basically, and he throws a shot across the bow at Ben Wickler. Here he is, Ken, my least favorite Martin on MSNBC.
Well, look, I've been overwhelmed by the support throughout this entire race, right? And we've rolled out all of our endorsements, at least the ones that want to be listed publicly online. My next closest competitor isn't even close at this point, to be honest with you. But that's neither here nor there. You know, my old boss, Paul Wellstone, used to say that.
My next closest competitor isn't even close?
That's Ben Wickler that he's talking about.
Who does this guy, Ken Martin, think he is? It's getting nasty. Here's what I'll tell you about votes in closed caucuses like this. 2006, Wisconsin State Senate. And for those who don't remember, now he's a U.S. Congressman, Scott Fitzgerald, was in the State Senate. And everybody thought he was going to be the next majority leader because his brother, Little Fitzgerald, I can't remember his first name, he was the assembly speaker, and the Wisconsin State Journal did a great big front page story with color photographs about how cool the history was going to be made. The brothers Fitzgerald were going to control the legislature. Little Fitzgerald was going to be the speaker of the assembly. I think it was Jeff. And Scott Fitzgerald, the older brother, was going to be the majority leader in the state Senate. And Scott Fitzgerald was going around telling everybody how he had this in the bag, how he had the votes. Because guess what? My old boss used to tell me this. Hey, guess what? People lie. So one of the senators, Mary Lozick, lied. She told Fitzgerald she was voting for him, but she also told my boss that she was voting for him. And when the votes came in, my former boss won the majority leadership by one vote. And people were apoplectic. And it ruined all the plans for the Brothers Fitzgerald. Remember, the Brothers Maine used to have a jingle. The Brothers Maine in the land of the giants.
It was going to be the wreck of the Brothers Fitzgerald.
Right. So just be careful about people bragging about wrapping up the votes before they're counted, especially in these inter-party elections. You never know what's going to happen. And by the way, this Ken Martin dude, a little left for me. Seems pretty far left. I'm not exactly sure that's the way you want to take the National Party moving forward. It would seem to me a guy like Ben Wickler, much more of a centrist, who certainly has progressive values, respects that part of the party, but also respects and understands the more conservative part of Democrats, those in rural areas, who has a track record of winning. And he's just a heck of a nice guy, Ben Wickler. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Ken, my least favorite Martin from the state of Minnesota. Great show today. Appreciate everybody calling in. Mr. Zomer is doing yeoman's work on the board, according to our friend Chris Giese, who's watching.
Referring
to keeping me in check. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Luke Mathers will be here tomorrow. A little grinding of the gears and more. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Greg Thompson, American English Show at Waverly Beach, and Carrie Josephson from The Walk to End Alzheimer's.
And we'll talk the Movo Center with Kathy Compton.
the new Galaxy exhibit. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After being confirmed as defense secretary by a tie-breaking vote in the Senate, Pete Hegseth's first day at the Pentagon expected to include executive orders, including reinstating troops pushed out because of COVID mandates. Immigration raids around the U.S. are increasing. At a news conference in Paterson, New Jersey, there's panic in some communities, says Mayor Andre Saya.
We're also receiving reports that people are not going to work, that children are not going to school, and people are reluctant to go and even visit their doctor.
A different subtype of the bird flu virus has been found in a duck farm in Merced County, California, says the World Organization for Animal Health. No humans known to be infected. Survivors of the former Nazi death camp at Auschwitz warn of rising anti-Semitism and hatred as they gathered with world leaders at the site in Poland on Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is ABC News.
I'm Lee.